Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. The Lake Tahoe Documentary Film Festival comes to South Lake Tahoe this Friday through Sunday. One of the films selected to be featured at the festival is by Kat Fulwider, whom you hear as an announcer and occasional reporter on KUNR. Her film is The Last Sheepherders.
It's about a family of Basque-descended sheep ranchers, and their grandfather came here as a Basque sheep herder in the early 1900s. And now this story kind of follows them as they try to keep this tradition, like this legacy tradition of theirs, alive in a world that is changing. And it's also about the people who are now tending the sheep, the new sheep herders who are also immigrants. Like, sheep herding has often been an immigrant job. It's nomadic sheep herding deep in the mountains, in the Sierras, with a sheep herder walking every step of the way. And so it's kind of follow this family and then these sheep herders over seasons as they keep herding their sheep, keep moving their sheep, even though there's droughts and wildfires, and it's just telling their story in a new way.
Another of the festival films is The Muralist by Carrie Barber, Associate Dean at the Reynolds School of Journalism and Professor of Electronic Media at the University of Nevada, Reno.
The Muralist is a short documentary about Connor Fogel, who is a local artist here in Reno. He was born with cerebral palsy, pretty severe cerebral palsy. As people know, it can be really a spectrum of the difficulties that you have. He's not really able to use his arms or legs. He uses a motorized wheelchair, but he is learned to paint, and starting in middle school with a head pointer attached to his head. And so he's been doing painting for a long time now, but he's also an activist for disability rights, and he has been wanting to do a public mural, you know, his own public mural, large public mural, for some time, as sort of to show people him doing his work. One thing he said is people will see his art and not believe he actually did it. And that's one reason he likes to work publicly. So people see that, but also just to help them maybe talk to him, start a conversation. He wanted to do this mural, but he kept trying and trying to get a mural and kept getting turned down and never getting the opportunity. And finally, he got the opportunity. And it was actually here at the Lilly Museum on campus. And so the film touches on his activism and sort of how he's lived his life in a really passionate way. He skydives, he bodybuilds, he skis. He's a very active person. But then this kind of being the biggest challenge that he's faced in his artistic career.
Carrie Barber tells her students that creating a documentary film takes a considerable amount of time and dedication.
When I talk to students, I say, you got to make a film about that thing that chases you, you know, because you're going to have to live with it for so long, and you're going to have to love this story, and you're going to have to be more passionate about it than anybody else. So it really has to be that thing that keeps you up at night, and you just keep wanting to know more and wondering, and you can't stop thinking about it.
The Lake Tahoe Documentary Film Festival includes a number of films from our region.
This film festival, this is a new one. So this was my first time entering a film into this film festival in Tahoe. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it was my first time actually getting into film festivals recently. Like, The Last Sheepherders got into a film festival in Wyoming, and then this one. So I'm really excited. And I'm excited to see a lot of local films, too.
Kat Fulwider and Carrie Barber talking about their films The Last Sheepherders and The Muralist. Both are being presented at the Lake Tahoe Documentary Film Festival, happening this Friday through Sunday in South Lake Tahoe. For more information, ltdff.org. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.